Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Pei Tes. We're starting from the Mishnah on Pei Ches Amid Beis. Zuk the Mishnah. Yotishma Be'ir. What means Yotishma Be'ir? Says Rashi, there was a Pnuya that people started talking about her that she was married. Yotishma Be'ir Mikudashis. She had a Shmua that she was married. In other words, it was a rumor going around. No, thank you. A rumor going around that she was married. Now Rashi says it wasn't just stam a rumor. There were a little bit more details. If you look at Rashi, Rashi is right before the wide lines. Yotze shmo be'im mikudeshes penuya. She yotze aleha koil ploines miskadeshes hayoyim leploini. V'yesh devorim nirim kinemafarshi amirah b'gemara. It wasn't just stam. This young lady is married. There was a koil that she's getting married. That's according to the Havamina, according to the Maskana. There's a call that she got married today, and there were Dvarim Nirim. Dvarim Nirim means it wasn't just Stama Rumer. There were a lot of circumstantial evidence that she, in fact, was married today.
Like an invitation, a chasen invitation?
But that's a very good question. What is the circumstantial evidence? We'll see, Mechem, in the Gemara, that you see people coming out of what appears to be a wedding hall. Hey, why are you coming out of this wedding hall? Oh, you didn't hear. This young lady got married. Really? This is what we call a rumor. Of course, if you had two kosher Edom that saw the actual marriage, then it wouldn't just be a rumor. It wouldn't be Yotze Shema Be'er. Then you'd have real Edom. We're talking about people coming in and out of a Chasan Azal. Maybe they were solicitors, and therefore one asked the other, hey, what's going on? Oh, there's a Chasan over here. Well, maybe it's not a chassan, maybe it's a bar mitzvah, I'm not sure. But Baruch Hashem, the people are giving generously. But anyway, the point is that they said about a young lady, yeah, we heard that she got married. We don't have any edim, we just heard a shmua. But it was a shmua, says Rashi, that dvarim nirim. We'll see more and more about the circumstantial evidence. What's the halacha? Then you assume Hari Zumikudeshes. Meaning that if somebody else wants to go and marry her, we will not allow that other person to marry her until we have clarity about the first marriage. Was she married? Was she not married? Rashi goes one step further, that we won't allow it to marry somebody else unless she first gets a get from the first individual about whom we're saying that she was married. Bottom line is, our Mishnah is talking about rumors, unsubstantiated rumors, but rumors that have at least some ground, some basis in fact. Not just people stammering, because otherwise you could talk about anybody. She's married, he's married. They're talking about that there was some basis for the rumors. We'll see more in the Gemara about the substance. If people are talking about the fact that she was Mekudesh, and there are grounds for it, how is it Mekudesh? We will assume that she's talking Mekudesh, and if she wants to go and marry somebody else, she's going to need a get from that first individual.
From a dying from Rashi.
Yes, yes.
The ploimy. It's not enough that...
So, Reb Shloimeh points out very, very well that, in fact, it's not enough just to say that she got married, but she got married to a
ploimy.
It's got to be a specific rumor. And, in fact, the diuk is a beautiful diuk because the Gemara is going to say that. That if it was just a rumor that she's married and there is no Baal, that we didn't know who the husband is, then it's also gunish, the rumor is not. So Mietche will see that, Shkoyach Reb Shloimeh, for bringing that to our attention. So this is the Gabi Kiddushin. The reverse is also true. Migureshes, what happens if you have a woman that is a, Rashi says in the Havamina, we're talking about an Eishes Koyin, and we heard about this Eishes Koyin that she was Migureshes, and nevertheless she continues living with her husband. Husbands, even though they were previously married, but if she's Mugreshes, a Koyin is Osir Begrusha. Says the Mishnah, how is it Mugreshes? Not that she's Mugreshes, that we know for sure there's Mugreshes. Rashi clearly says that saying that based on that rumor that she's clearly Mugreshes, that would be a tremendous cooler. I didn't see any get, I don't know anything about it. I heard that she's Mugreshes. Does that mean I can go and have somebody else go and try to go out on a date and get married? Avadanish. It's only a chumrah. The chumrah is that if until now she was married to a kohen, she is not allowed to go and continue living with him based on this rumor.
I've challenged that case. What's this case? This case for Shakush.
Do you ever hear of a kohen?
Yes.
He was married to a woman.
Yes.
People are now saying in Besmedish they got divorced. The next day they say, even though they got divorced, we see that they're still living together as husband and wife in the same apartment, and she hasn't moved out. If there was such a rumor going around that she's Megureshes, the Bezin has to say, get out, because a Kohen is not allowed to live with a Grusha. However, Rashi points out, this is a Chumra, this Megureshes, Harry's Megureshes. You wouldn't say Fakert, that a married lady, there's a rumor that she's Megureshes. Okay, she doesn't need a get, and now she can go and marry anybody Lashuk, because that would be a tremendous cooler. Obviously, you wouldn't allow a previously married lady to go and remarry unless you see a get. Let's take a look at the Rashi. Yeah. Rashi's second wide line in my Gemara is Megureshes, Harry Megureshes, Kasol Kedaitin. Hachi Ko'amar Eishes Koin, Shiyotza Aleha Koil. A Koil said about this Eishes Koin, Mrs. Koin, that Ploinis Niskar Shayoin, she got divorced today. Harry's a Megureshes. Then I have to be Choishish Netaka, she got Megureshes. Viasura Leishiv Oitachtav. She's not allowed to stay together with her husband. The ilu migureshes lahakel flinasi lishuk. Do you mean to say harizu migureshes and therefore she can go marry a third party? Avad nish lekel frushe mishum yitzias koil nishri aishes ishli alma avad nish. Find it to parchin labi gemara, and that's why the gemara is going to start as soon as we finish the mishnah miyat Hashem. Vasrin lo agavra al bala koyin. Just because of this rumor, we're going to go and say she's not allowed to continue living with her husband, the Kohen. Mechem to be seen in a moment. But the point is, this Megureshes is a Chumra. If she's an Eishes Kohen, she cannot stay with her husband.
She needs a get?
Unless we have Edom that say she was in fact not Megureshes. We're going to talk about how you suppress a Kol in the Gemara. Okay. The vial, everything is just a Kohel, just a rumor. Good. Continues the Mishnah. When does a rumor have any credibility? If there is no amasla built in. Amasla means an excuse or a justification. The art scroll calls it a mitigating factor, meaning something that undermines this call. Pray to Mishnah. Ezim amasla. Give me an example. Oh, girish ish ploini es ishtoi al tanai. We taka heard that Yankel gave a get to his wife. However, we heard that there was a tanai built in. No, if that's the case, was she mekayim the tanai? Was she not mekayim the tanai? If she wasn't mekayim the tanai, then there was no get. So therefore, just because people say Harry's immigrations, let me hear clearly what you heard. I heard that this morning, Rabbi Yaakov Kohen, who was married to Shprinza Kohen, Kohenes, went and gave her a get. Really? That's what you heard? Yeah, that's what I heard. Did you hear anything else? Yeah, I heard that he gave her the get, but he said, you have to give me $200 within a week. Did she give it $200? No. Week hasn't passed. They're called as gunish. Why is gunish? Because maybe she's never going to be mekayim the tanai. So if it would just be, I heard that Yankel Kohen gave a get to his wife, you heard that. We got to be choishish, and I wouldn't want this woman to be over, and he should be over on a Kohen legrusha. Harizimugureshes. But if there's an amasla built in, that I heard that there was a tanai, there's an under amasla. That undermines the kol, and therefore I assume that nothing happened. Similarly, Zorak la kidusha, on the first case, Yotashmo be'im mekudeshes. What exactly did you hear? You heard the psakol that she's mekudeshes. What did you hear? I heard that instead of putting the ring on the finger, like you normally would find by the chippah, Zorak la kidusha, this was a very romantic chusin, and he threw her the ring. Or he threw there the matbeya. The shalu was sufi could have lost, sufi could have lost. Was it within her dalaramis? Was it within his dalaramis? Oh, so it's possible that she never even received the ring. She never got the money. In such a case, zui amasal, this also undermines the strength of the kiddushin, this kol, and therefore we say the kol is gunish mekunish. Rashi points out that the reverse also applies. What means the reverse also applies? If it was that he was mekadish her al tanai, or if he threw the get to her, safi kariv law, it's the same type of amasla that weakens and undermines the original kol. Look at the last Rashi, Zorak la kiddushah, right before Kimura, zeu amasla shel kiddushin. The previous one was an amasla of gedushin, this is kiddushin. The same thing applies, pink faketoch. Like we just said, that the Gerishin was Sufik Kurevloch, Sufik Kurevloi, or the Gabi the Kiddushin was with a Tanai.
How do you read Rashi?
That's in the Mishnah already said. Shloi hei im makol shel kedushin or shel gerushin. Moshel v'ta'am. Moshel v'ta'am means some sort of
evidence.
It means some sort of opening that undermines the entire kol. Give an example. That was the Mishnah's kasha. What was the amasla? He went and threw it to her, kari of love, or there was a tanai involved. Frank Dingmura, we started off the Mishnah that if there was a kol, migureshes, harizu migureshes. Frank Dingmura, basrina lo agavra, just based on the fact that it's a kol, we say that she cannot stay with her husband. We had this already a few days ago. Kol debus anisiyin lei chashin lei. If there's a kol before a woman gets married, in other words, a young lady is proposed as a fine shidduch for a kohen, and then there's a kol going around. I think she was previously married to somebody else, and she might have gotten a get. She's a good. Oh, then I have to taka be noivis. I have to look into it. Is there taka any credibility in this kol or not? Oh, you have to stop the shidduch and wait to find out. But if the kol is already after they get married, the kohen already married the lady. Oh, by the way, I heard that she was a grusha. Mister, you should have come to the plate yesterday, not today. Yet to showing tishpeit. Kol lebusa disin lechashin le. We don't worry about. Avad of two edim comes a different story. But just a kol, this is gunish lechashin le. Here, obviously, we're talking about a kol debusser nisuin because we're talking about that the husband and wife, the Mrs. Kohen, was married to the Rabbi Kohen for many, many years. And what do we say about this marriage? We say in the Mishnah, oh, if there's a chashash, oh, harizumu gurashas, we will not allow the Kohen to continue staying with his former or current wife. But this is a kol bus and a seed. We know for sure that they were married years ago, and you're saying in the Mishnah that I'm choishish, harizumu gurashas. You just said, lechayshin alay. Everything mahochi komar. You have to add a few more words to the context. We start again the Mishnah. Yotishmo bi'ir mikudashas. If there's a shem in the ear, a rumor in the city that she mekudeshes, like Rashi says, that she got married today to Ploini, and there are devarim nirim, there's circumstantial evidence, as we'll see in the Gemara, then that's a call I have to worry about, that she mekudeshes. However, migureshes, how is it mekudeshes? Mekudeshes, umigureshes, in other words, about this same young lady that we just heard a few minutes ago, that she got married. Guess what? We also heard about her that she got divorced. Let's look at the last Rashi. Hachi Kama. Last three lines. Hai kol migureshes areshikoi. We're not talking about a brand new case. This is a continuation of the first case. We started off Isha Penu Yeshiyotzele kol migureshes. Chashila. Basura li nase eli oise ish. She can't get married to anybody else because it's a kol that she got married to that first individual. Chazavi yotzele kol migureshes. We don't know for sure that she was ever married to that first guy, but there was a call. Based on that call, we said, you know what, she shouldn't marry anybody else until we have clarity, or at least she gets a get from the first husband, or the first husband has to die. We're not going to allow it. There's a call that she's married. But that very same lady that we had a call that she's married, we now heard a subsequent call that she got a get. No, in such a case, zok to top of the Gemara, harizu megureshes. Then we say maybe she was taka married, but maybe she's also megureshes. My timer.
And what? And she could stay with him.
Continue on. My timer. Koil v'shoivroi imoy. It's a koil with the shoiver together with it. The word shoiver means tzibrechen, also means a receipt. Here in our Gemara, we're saying is this very same lady that until a week ago, a month ago, we knew she was a pnuya. A regular single girl looking for shidduchim, sending out her resumes to everybody. She was a penuya. All of a sudden, people say, oh, did you hear? Mazel tov. She got married to Yankel Smith. Oh, that's wonderful. So it means no moshat chonim. You don't have to wear shidduchim. And then we hear a week later that same young lady that we had heard rumors that she was married to Yankel Smith, she's now not only Oshida, but she got divorced already from Yankel Smith. Okay, so from this point on, I don't have to worry about the Kiddushin. I can assume, says the Mishnah, that she's Taka Migureshes, and therefore she can marry new people. Presumably she wouldn't be able to go marry a kohen because there's a call that she was mikudeshes and mikudeshes, and a grusha is also to a kohen, unless you mavar all the facts. However, she can now marry any Israel and any Levi. The only thing that prevented her to marry until now was the call that she was mikudeshes. I've now taken away that call of mikudeshes through a brand new call that says that she's mikudeshes, and therefore she can go and marry anybody she wants, but not kliyah. So our Mishnah dealt with a kol with regard to Kiddushin and with regard to Gerushin. Now our Gemara is going to talk about other types of kolois that can... I'm sorry?
Now before Nisuin, that's what it is?
I'm sorry, you didn't...
The Gemara's kasha was called the Basa Nisuin like Kishin.
Exactly. Because the Gemara originally thought, so Rabbi Yaakov is asking, how does this relate to the Reisha? How does this answer the kasha? The kasha was that we thought Harizim Mugresh is referring to a brand new case. We had an Eishes Kohen, and people were talking about that the Kohen gave a divorce to his wife, to the Eishes Kohen. Says the Mishnah, I have to be choshev of this rumor, don't allow them to get back together again, unless we have clear evidence that there was no get. I'm choshish for this call, stay away from her husband. Says Imar, that was a call Acher Nisuin. Well, why is Acher Nisuin? Because she was already married to this Kohen already for years. Excuse me, or at least for some period of time. So any kol abas nisuin is like chashinale. So I don't have to worry about that. She got to get post getting married to the kohen. So you're 100% right. That is not the case of the Mishnah. The case of the Mishnah is one case, kiddushin and gerushin together. The first case was you had a penuya that said that she was married. I don't have any proof, but I heard a kol. Then you have to assume that she's married unless you hear otherwise, and she cannot marry anybody else. But about that very same young lady that you just heard a kol, that she was married, I heard now subsequently that unfortunately the shidduch fell apart and she's no longer married. No, if that's the case, it's a koil v'shoivra imoy, she can now go and marry anybody that she wants, except potentially for kayanim. Why this is not a koil shiyotz l'acha nisuin? I don't even know that she had a nisuin. I just heard that there was a kiddushin. By the way, the Gemara is going to talk about whether acha nisuin means also achar eris.
Right.
But that's talking about call it the basa nisuin, that there was a nisuin vaday, a called basa nisuin vaday loy chashinalei. Here the whole kiddushin was itself just a call, so one call can undermine and neutralize the original call. Now our Gemara says Amar Rav Yotze lo shem mezana beir. You have a fine Yiddish maidel, a penuya, that unfortunately people are saying about her that she was mezana, and she was mezana to a person, for instance, that would cause her to become nischalila, says Rashi, l'moshel, to a goy or to an eved. She poislen oisa mina kuhuna. That passes her from kuhuna.
In Absurdishka goy, says somebody else, a yid.
If she lives with a yid, she does not deserve the Nobel Prize for tznius, but it does not cause it to be a chalola. There's only one man diyomar. One man diyomar says about zoyna, that a zoyna, even a penuya, but that's only a das yachid, a blazer, only a das yachid, we do not follow that view. The only time that she becomes a posel out either chalolo or a zoyna, if you're talking about mamish amasas nus, or that she lived with someone that passels her like a goy or an epic. Okay?
Rashi said before, zoyna and chalolo, pagrushi, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So zoyna, so Rashi argues with another?
This is the coin. The yotzel le coil shahis a zoyna grusha mikilamine.
It's
quite
nisuin
because we're explaining what Ravashi said.
Yeah.
Ravashi said any coil that comes out after nisuin, we're not worried about it. So if we find out that a coin was married to a young lady, and then a week after the sheva brucha said, you got married to this young lady, don't you know that she was a chalol or a zoyna
beforehand?
On what basis? Oh, everybody in Bismedish knows it. Yeah. Where does everybody in Bismedish know it? I don't know. They heard it in the mikveh. Where did they hear it in the mikveh? I don't know. It's just everybody in town is talking about it. It's just a cult. So then based on that, says Ravashi, you would not be moitzi oisa mibala.
And Rav is talking about it beforehand.
We're talking about a penuya.
Yeah.
That's talking about a married lady. Ravashi says, kolbasa dosa nisuin lechashin Allah. Here we're talking about a penuya, a young lady that everybody knows is a single. She went to Beis Yaakov, a very fine young lady. She's working and she's teaching and all blah, blah, blah. And now everybody heard, did you hear? Hey, Shprinzen became number she's mezana. No. With whom? With a goy. She won't be able to marry any kohanim. Do I have to worry about that type of kol? Says Rabbi, that's Kunish. You don't have to worry about it.
What
is
soon? You have to worry.
We're not, she was never married. She was never engaged. She's 18 years old. She just came back from seminary, from Eretz Yisrael. She just came back.
You're not
Kunish for a car.
Before you're not Kunish for a car.
You think that's what Rav is saying?
So I'm just saying, sir. So when is the Rashi said you only have to be after the marriage?
After the marriage, you don't worry about any car.
Because she's after the marriage, but before you would be conscious, right?
Before the marriage, yes, you would be conscious.
No.
Oh, so
I'm just asking,
oh, very good. So he had for Sefray. As looked as Rav lechoyd is mechilik mitzvah, and as you'll see, Rav's halacha is in fact a mechloikas tanoi. That's going to be in Mitzvah another line or two. So that's the point. Says Ruva ain't choshen law because the whole thing is a solution horror or even moitzi shemra. The ganze zach is a bluff. My time, people say matepes kizain pritzus ba'alma hu dechazula. They probably saw some sort of pritzus. Rashi says what's my pritzus? Fourth line. Shesichka b'shuk. They saw that this young lady was talking and schmoozing with boys. Afil metagoy ulevet. Obviously, if we want to pass the fakuna, had to be metagoy. A Yiddish maidel doesn't go and start talking to a goy, but she's not just talking. Sichakam means also that she was playing with him. Which of course is even more serious, that there was some sort of physical contact. So based on that, said, she was mazana. Yeah, says Rova, don't jump to conclusions. She was, quote-unquote, having a good time, but they didn't come to a maisis nus. And just based on that, unless you have eide yichud, eide bia, she's gunish, and she can continue marrying a kohen. Kitanoi, says the Gemara, what Rova just said now is in fact a machloikis tanoi. And now we're going to continue on this. Kitanoi vushtet in the braisa. Ochle b'shik. You had a girl that was eating out in the public. Yes, today people do walk around with ice creams and this and that. Yeah, but in the good old days, a tzniyistik, a maidl, didn't walk around. So nishke pasta go and walk around and eating inside in the shuk. Or gigger b'shuk. Gigger says Rashi, holcha netuyas gorein. She stood up as koim is a kufa, and not an idle fashion, like an arrogant young lady. Or heinika b'shuk. She was previously married, and she was being meinik. And she was menekes, and she didn't cover herself properly. It's also an inyan of priests. So bekulan in any one of these cases, remeir oimer teitzei, what's I teitzei? That if she, for instance, was married to a koyin, then I have to be choishit at chulila b'chas. She was mezana, and therefore she's a zoyna, and she has to go and leave her husband. Rabbi Kiva Oimer said, don't jump to conclusions. That's not enough. It's got to be one more step. Mishayisu v'yisnu ba muzores b'levana. We've had this expression already before. Muzores b'levana means women at night would do their knitting and their sewing, and they would get together on one place, la'or halvana, and they would schmooze. And what would they schmooze? After they finished talking about Trump and about Biden, and after talking about the Knicks, and talking about new Scheitlich and things of that.
Like
very,
a Yenta Center,
very good. Yes. If you look at the Rashi, second narrow line, Muzores b'Levana, Noshim hatovis b'shuk, they are knitting or they are sewing in the shuk, l'or halvuna, v'darkan l'suach sichois b'teilois, meret narishkaiten, u'ledaber b'chashuda shebe'ir. And then they also say, oh, did you hear the latest? Sprinza. What a Sprinza? Oh, you didn't hear? Sprinza, she was eating b'shuk. Really? Did she make a brucha? Yeah, she made a brucha. But Pasnisha, Yiddish Maidl walking around and eating and. Girgav, should you see how she walks now? Fancy b'shuk. Any one of these things. So Rameya says, Taitzi, even without the Muzaris b'levana. Rabbi Kiva says it has to be one step further. Now, in all of these cases, we're just talking about rumors. Nobody has any hard evidence.
What's the touch muzores?
Muzores means that they sit under the levana and they are doing their knitting and they are doing their sewing. So, according to this, Ruva doesn't shtim like either a mayor or a bekeeper. Because Ruva said, Yotaleh Shem Mizana Be'ir, forget about it. Ain't choshin law. Yeah, Pritzus Ba'alma. She's taka walking around, she's taka talking, she's playing with the goyim. But that's not enough. So you're making it even more. So what Rabbi Yankov is saying is mikutza lakutza. There they just talked about achla b'shik and they already sing taitze. Ruben says yetzulah she mizana be'ir. She mamish mizana. Ain't choshen. You don't worry about it. So how is Ruben going to shtim with this tanoi, he goes like the next man yama. Omele Rabbi Yochman Nuri, emkein lo hinachta bas lavrom avinu shiyashev es tachas baala. Then you're never going to be able to allow any daughter that got married to stay with her husband. Meaning, anytime if you're going to go and be moitzia kol, says Rashi, almost everybody has some enemy in life. You see Rashi 7-8 lines into the narrow line. Sheyesh oivim moitziim kol b'chinam berem is mut. Anybody that's a shtickle enemy of somebody else is going to go and zung. You didn't see her eating in the street. You didn't see her she walk mekayim mezekufa. Didn't you see that? So then nobody will ever be able to stay married with their husbands because of such koilis. And Vatoira Omra, the Torah says very clearly, Kimotza bo ervas dover. How do you define ervas dover? Ulahalon uaima alpishnaim eidem refusloshim eidem yokum dover. You have to have dover, dover mi mamain. Mal halon, just like when it comes to dina mamanis, it's got to be dover borur, clear cut, crystal clear. Not talking about these types of rumors and rumor mongers. Afkan dover borur. That's what Rava holds like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. That any time you want to go and disqualify a woman for shidichim, for getting married, leaving her husband, etc., it's got to be dover borur mit eidim. All of these rumors are gunished. Therefore, says Rava, yotzal hashem is ana be'ir, you discard it, ein choshen la, gunished. And the Brisa continues now, Tana Rabbanan, with other such examples of rumors. We talk about a young lady, Rashi says, a psula, there's now a kol, that she's a ba'ula, that she lived with someone. Doesn't say with whom, but that she lived with someone. Do I have to be worried that maybe she's married if she lived with someone? Or maybe she's asura la kahuna? Ain choshin la. You just heard that type of call, you don't have to worry. If you heard that nesua, that she got married to someone, in other words, not just kiddushim, but even nesuan, ain choshin la, which stems, of course, with Ravashi. Well, Ravashi is talking about Boston is soon. Here we're talking about that the kol was soon. So I take that back. If you heard a kol that she's nesua, ain choshen la.
And what, she's not nesua?
No, unless you have eidim. Otherwise, you assume that she's not. Why do people spread these rumors? Because she has, unfortunately, enemies, like Rashi said, oivim, that want to spoil all her shiduchim. And therefore we say, oh, she's already married. You can't marry a mekanish. Arusa ain choshen la. If they say about a young lady that she's arusa, also ain choshen la. In our Mishnah, we said that Yotze Alea Shem Be'ir Mekudeshes, Harizu Mekudeshes. So Rashi says, because our Mishnah is talking about that there was some circumstantial evidence, Yesh Devorim Nirim. What are those Devorim Nirim? We'll have in another few lines. The Gemara is going to give us very graphic and dynamic circumstantial evidence that lend credence to these types of kailas. But Samakal, yeah, the young lady got married. To whom? I have no idea. When? I have no idea. Where, what, who's the Masada condition? Were there, was there a 12-piece band at the Chasana? I don't know. Was there a Machitza? I don't know anything. Any type of call like that, ain't Choshen La, is good.
Is it going against Ravashi, or...?
No, Ravashi's talking about a married lady. Here we're talking about a single.
Ravashi said that a call goes out that she's married, and then a call goes out that she's...
That's not Ravashi. That was the Gemara's Teretz in the Pshat in the Mishnah.
So according to that, yeah. Even if you don't, if the call goes out, you would automatically listen to it.
If
you're saying not.
Again, the Mekudeshes of our Mishnah that we're worried about, Harizim Mekudeshes, Yotze Shem Be'ir, is talking about with additional evidence. And that's the here in the Mishnah. That's what the Mishnah is talking about. Yotze Shema'im Be'ir, Yesh Devarim Nikarim, Devarim Nirim. We'll see Mechem Nigmara shortly, people coming out of a wedding hall. Under those circumstances, we hear that Shem Mekudeshes, Mekudeshes. But it's Vaita Kol. I don't have really ate them. Just hear a call. The Mishnah continued on. If about that same young lady that people said that she is married, who did she get married to? When did she get married? Well, she came, everybody came out of the wedding hall saying, yeah, there was just a marriage now, Yankel and Sprinter Smith. Did you see the chasana? No, I came a little bit too late, but the dessert, oh, the Viennese table is delicious. But you came from, yeah, and the chasana was Yankel. Did you see that? I didn't see it. So that's a call. Then if you hear a week later that the Yankel and Sprinter, unfortunately, are no longer seeing eye to eye, and he gave her a get, the same call that said she was Mekudesh, that I was choshed for the Kiddushin, now I don't have to be choshed for anything because that's kol v'shoivra ima. We'll see Mechim a little bit, Toises, it'll become clear.
Meaning Arusa, Nesua, then for sure Arusa.
Yeah, so what do you have to even say Arusa for?
Right.
Okay, good. We're going to talk about Arusa and Nesua for
a little
bit. Bach adds Chalutza. Why? Because what happens if you have a young lady that was married and she was married to a person that ain't Leibonim, and now she wants to get remarried? did you have a yibum? Did you have a chalitza? So now there was a kol that she was a chalutza. Based on that, we wouldn't allow her to remarry because that would be a chashash lehokel. But we would ask her to go marry a kohen based on such a chalutza. Says our braisa, no. If you have no edim, you just have a kol. Ba'ula ein choshen la, chalutza ein choshen la, nesu ein choshen la, harus ein choshen la. What happens? Shaloi leploini. What happens, this is what Reb Shloimeh was bringing out in that Rashi that we had at the beginning of the Mishnah, that if they said, Taka, she got married today, and I remember it was in Taka in this hall, and was in then. Well, who did she get married to? I don't know. You don't know who the chassid was? I have no idea. Why? She had your head, even the chassid. All to ain choshen. You have to have concrete. That's what Rashi said in the Mishnah.
Sometimes you invite by wedding, you don't know the other bechut. You go for one bechut. You don't know who's the bechut of Weisslich.
Yeah.
The whole concept. I asked the bechut of, I went for this bechut.
But you're saying the wedding.
You're right.
Anyway, no problem. We love you just the same.
Okay, fine.
Anyway, continuing on. If it's Be'ir Acheres, if you heard that she got married, I didn't hear locally, I didn't hear about any chasanis locally. Yeah, Shitaka didn't get married here, she got married somewhere in New Jersey, she got married somewhere in California. Yeah. It's all Ein Choshen La. You have to have local rumors, not rumors of Vatavek. Mamzeres Ein Choshen La, people say about her, Rachman al-Son, Mamzeres, also you don't have to worry. Of course, that wouldn't be her issue personally, it would be because of her parents, that her father married whatever, and out of her mother. Anyway, but bottom line is ain't choshen la. Shivcha ain't. I don't mean to say it does affect her if she's in mamzeres, but it does not because of her behavior. It's because of behavior of her parents. That's the reason why. Says our Mishnah, if you have no evidence, it says the brayse ain't choshen la. Shivcha ain't choshen la. If they say that she happens to be a shivcha, all it's ain't choshen la. And now we leave the inyanei kiddushin or ishus, and now we speak for a moment. Hiktish ployin in the chosav, hifker ployin in the chosav. You know, Mr. Smith, don't bother buying or selling anything to him because all of the nechassim yesterday was makdish for the Beis Hamikdash. Or he was mafkir. He doesn't have a penny left. Any choshen that? You're not choshen. All of these stories, these are all just rumors and just rumor mongers have nothing to do, so they go and spread stories. Any choshen that? Now, Omar Ula. Now, Ula for the first time is going to explain what's been bothering us all along. What's the koil of our Mishnah, Harizuma Kudeshes? Omar Ula. Loi shishamu koil havara. The word Havara literally means an echo. But here, Koil Havara means not that you just heard a rumor. A rumor is gunished. Ela kideshihu neirois dolkais. I go past the house, and I see that there are beautiful neirois which are lit, shining. Umitois mutzois. Mitois doesn't necessarily mean in a bedroom. As you know, in the good old days, in the dining rooms, they also had mitois. Yeah. And that's the reason why we have a seba by Seder night, because they used to go and lie on the beds. So mitzvah butzois, I saw everything was set up nicely, the table and the chairs and the mitzvahs. And I see people constantly going in and out, in and out. And I ask, hey, what's going on? You didn't hear. The young lady just is getting married. Miskadesh, she's getting married today. Oh, so that's what it means in the Mishnah. That people are leaving what appears to be some sort of wedding hall, and this you didn't hear. The point is, she's getting married today. Frank Timura, Miskadeshes, the Dimaloy Kacha. Maybe they never consummated. In other words, Taka, she was planning to get married, but the last moment she had cold feet. The Chusin had cold feet. She had a cold feet. And Oshidach, it didn't happen. And if that's the case, how can you go say, Harizu Mikudeshes? Says Timura, you're right. I'm just going to change one word. Not people coming in and out saying, Ploini Miskadeshes, Ema Ploinis Niskacha Hayoin. Oh, you didn't hear? You didn't get an invitation to the wedding? Oh, I'm so sorry. Everybody else in town, all 10,000 people got an invitation. You're the only one that didn't? Oh, probably got lost in the mail. Anyway, point in the Scotch, she got married today. That's what the Mishnah is talking about. And you have to add to Ploini. To, yeah, yes, I know, of course. Yeah, I don't know the other side, but I have an invitation. Yeah. Uncle Smith, Sprinter Jones, they got married. Yeah, anyway, Ploini, Scotch, yeah. B'chein Tani Levi. Now, this was Ula speaking. Ula, of course, is an Amayra. And Levi says, I have a Braisa, which is almost word for word the same. Tony Levin a Braisa. Lo shiishmu koil havar, ekere shehu neiris dolkois, umitois mutzois, vinnoshim toivas la'oraner. He adds this, that the women were the muzoris palavana, that they were watching and they were at the same time knitting and sewing. Usmeiches la, and instead of spreading rumors that Nebuch, this young lady, was mezana, them saying, oh, did you hear the good news? Sprinter got married. Oh, and a wonderful chusin, a fine ben toira, a wonderful guy. Voimis ploinis miskadeshes hayoin. Frey Timur, miskadeshes? Dimaloya kacha. Then miskadeshes means she's going to get married. But maybe she didn't get married. Amra Pampa Ema, same territory as before, Ema Ploinus Niskacha Yoy. Same thing as before. So basically the Braisa is almost identical to Ula. The only real difference that you see between the two is by Ula it says that Bnei Odom, people were coming in and out. They didn't actually see the Chasma, otherwise it would be Edom, Bnei Odom, while he, the Braisa, says that women were saying, Oimrois Ploinus. It's mashma that for purposes of a koil havara, for purposes of a rumor, you don't even need kosher edim. Even noshim who are not kosher, they can also be sufficient for purposes of spreading the rumor. And this will be important because as we get closer to the wide lines down below, you'll see there'll be a machloikis whether a kol can only be spread by ksheirim, in other words, ksheirei edus, or even by people that are not kosher edus like noshim. We'll talk about that shortly. Amr Rabba Baruchan, Amr Rabbi Yochanan. Once again, very, very similar. Lo yishishamu koy lavar, and that's stama rumor. El can yishu no yirois tolkois and mitreis mutois v'nei odem nichnosen v'yoitzen. So far, so good. Now, before we continue on, we now understand the difference between the Mishnah and this Braisa. When the Mishnah says, Yotze shmo b'yim ha-kodesh, and ha-kodesh, that I'm taka choshish, of a young lady who is a penuya, the people are saying that she got married. Oh, mikodesh, I have to assume that she's mikodesh. Don't read her shaduchim for anybody else, unless she gets a get from that young man. Didn't we say here in the Braisa, that when it comes to a kol of nesua or arusa, ein choshin lo, I'm not concerned, you can dismiss it and ignore it. That's what Rashi said on that braisa. If you go to Rashi about 12 lines from the top of the Amid, Ein choshishol d'oysor d'koyin gadol, the dum b'ritzus of b'alma chazola, d'odit nam b'masit, and that we learned in Mishnah. D'chashin l'kolo, ha'inukin amrin l'kamonch, y'neiriz d'olkosh, shadvorim nikarim, that there's some basis for the rumor, not just tamar rumor b'alma. Rumor b'alma is oisius porchas ba'avir. But if there is a basis, Itaka was there, I saw a beautiful house lit up, people coming and going, wearing their finery, and I'm asking what's going on. Oh, you didn't hear, there's a chasana. Who's the chasana? Let me think for a moment. Yeah, this blindness that just got married. Who did she get married to? She got married to Yankel. Yeah, did you watch the chippa? I missed the chippa, but I was there at the dinner and the dancing. I was geschmack, and then the music was wonderful. So then that type of call, Shmo, then Mikudeshes. But just some people going and talking, I heard that she got married. Who'd she get married? I have no idea. Where did she get married? I don't know. Would she get married here or in Philadelphia? I have no idea. But this is Altskunish. This is Gunish. Ein Choshelem. Now, continuing on now, this Rabbi B'chanan and Rabbi Yochanan, a very important thing. Again, they came out of this wedding hall, Neris Tolkos, Mitzvot Tzoyz. Amru Dover, Amru Dover, Zehu Koyt. If they said something, presumably the something was that this young lady got married, Dusakot. Like we had in the Mishnah, because it's Dvarim Nikarim, they're coming out of this wedding hall. Loi Amru Dover, if they didn't say anything, Zehu Amasla, this would already undermine the kol. Frey Timar, what are you talking about? Loi Amru, Loi Amru, if they didn't say anything, they didn't say anything.
Course, yeah.
Maybe if you would ask them, oh, by the way, Mr. and Mrs., tell me what happened over here. Oh, you didn't hear there was a wedding. No. The fact that they didn't speak, that doesn't mean that it's an Amasla. It could very well be that they did get. What does Loi Amru mean as an Amasla? Holy Amru Loi Klum. Every Gemara, no. The Loi Amru means something else, as we'll see in a moment. Lafukim Rabba Bar Ravuna, the Amar. Rabba Ravuna said, Amasa Sha'amru Afil Mikan Va'ad Yud Yom. The Amasa doesn't have to be immediately, even up to 10 days later, if you hear this Amasa. Remember, we had in the Mishnah that Amasa would be, for instance, the Gabi Kiddushin, Safik Karev Law, Safik Karev Loi. If we heard that young lady, Miss Sprinza, got married today or yesterday, and she got married. Do you have any proof? No. But there was Dvar Mikarim. I saw there was a wedding call, and they got to Geshaft, and people coming and going, and Neiris Tolkais. Harizim Kodesh. But if that same individual says, but I heard that there was a mess up there at the Chippa, that he threw her the ring, and the ring fell on the floor. It took them half an hour to find it. And then when they found it, they're not sure whether Safi Karva, Safi Karva. That's an Amasla. Says Rabbi Rav Huna, that type of a masla you can still use up to 10 days later. After 10 days, it's already, don't start undermining a wedding that took place. Otherwise, you can do 10 years later. Oh, you didn't hear by the chippa, he threw the ring and the ring fell on the floor and we couldn't find it. Come on, you can add kan, oim b'shas v'gudl. You can go until ad yidyam. That's what Rabbi Rav Huna. Kamash Mulan, Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with Rabbi Rav Huna, and he says, lo yomru hu da'avi masla. Amru loy havi masla. Now, what is this loy amru? So Rashi says that loy amru doesn't mean that they were tight-lipped and they didn't say anything, but it means that they came out and they said that there was a kedushin mitzad safik. That was the loy amru. In other words, amru means that they said something with clarity. We were there, and we didn't hear anything amiss. Everything looked like a regular, normal chasana, and everybody was happy, and everybody was smiling, and everybody was drinking champagne and matketans. That's a very, very good korolechi in mekudeshes. The amasla would be if you're shoyver esakol. What was the amasla over here? It was a loy amru. Loy amru means, explains Rashi. Let me keep talking Rashi. That they said it was not crystal clear. If you look at the Rashi, laafuke. Rashi is about three lines higher than where we are in the Gemara. Lafuke, amasla she'omer mishnosenu, she'shoyver sakol, v'athil lo yotza im hakol eliach zman, yotza, up to 10 days, says Rabbi Ravuna Omer Ravashi, I'm sorry, Rabbi Ravuna, havi amasla. Kamashulan says Rabbi Yochanan, no. Kamashulan hocha. Loi omru dover means zeu amasla. If on the spot, as the coming out of the wedding call, if they said loi omru, now, what is the Leomru? Baruch Kamar, Leigomru had dover lohoiti koil mikuyam umesuyam. They didn't say something clear. Elhoitziu shoiver im hakol, kigoin niskacha ploinis besafik. They come out of the wedding hall. Yeah, we were there at the wedding, but people were talking there. Epsilepsasufik. I'm not exactly sure exactly what happened. I heard that the ring fell down, and I don't know. Karvloi, karvloi. I'm not exactly sure. Ah, kigoin niskacha ploinis besafik. Who the havia masla? Av omru davar mekuyam mesuyam sula mahanya amasla. So what Rabbi Yochanan is trying to do, he's trying to challenge or disagree with the Rabbi Bar Avuna. Rabbi Avuna says, even if everybody comes out of the chasen and says, mazel tov, oh, it was great chasen, everything is fine, yeah. And then up to 10 days later, people start casting aspersions and saying, maybe the ring wasn't even worth a shava pruta, or the ring fell on the floor and she never picked it up, and karavloi, karavloi. Up to 10 days, you listen to an amasla that undermines this call of Kiddush. Here says Rabbi Yochanan, no. It's got to be off and art. When people are coming out of that wedding call, as they are saying, yes, there was a Kiddush, we were at the marriage, however, they also say, but there was a suffix in this whole business. What was the suffix? Like our Mishnah said, suffix karavloi, suffix karavloi. Or that it was with a Tanai. We don't know if she was a Makai in the Tanai. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan is trying to stress. That Loi Omru means, off and art, at the same moment when there's the kol, that she's Mekudeshes, it was mixed with Safik. So that Amasla undermined the kol at the very outset of the kol. But once the kol is established, tomorrow or the day after, if you're going to come back and say, I heard something, dos is gunish mit gunish. It's got to be off and art. Yes. Mm-hmm.
So that's
the Gemara didn't say clearly it was right then off and art.
So it sounds like that it's like
Rabbi Yochanan, if the Gemara says Mekudesh and Megresh means immediately is one thing. According to Rabbi Ravuni, he would say up to 10 days later. I heard clear-cut rumor that I saw Mitas Mutzoyes, people coming, going, wedding hall, Mekudeshes. But then I heard a few days later that she was Mekudeshes. So that same woman that we said about there was Kedushin, also gave. Okay, let's continue on. Zokti Morabait. We're about 7-8 lines before the wide lines. Everybody starts off the same way. Just a rumor, ba'alma, is like Rava said, this is going to ein choshen lo, and like the Braisa said, even if you heard she's an Arusa, she's a Ba'ula, she's an Asua, no evidence, just stam gezukt, worthless. Lo yishishama kolavar. Ela kadeshi yoimrim ployni meheichen shama. Oh, we heard ployni in besmedish talking that he heard that there was a chasana. Who did you hear it from? Were you at the chasana? No. But I heard it me ployni. Okay. Pliny, Yankel, where did you hear it from? I also heard it from Pliny, from another Pliny. In other words, it's Eid mi pi Eid mi pi Eid. El kadeshi yoimru Pliny mehechen shama, he heard it from Pliny. Yankel, I heard it from Beryl. U Pliny, where did Beryl hear it from? Mi Pliny, he heard it from Shmer. U boidkin v'holchen at shemagiyin ledover habor. Then we have to go and be mavar, till we get to that final person. And who'd Shmer, who'd you hear it from? I heard it from Reuven. Okay. Reuven, who'd you hear? I heard it from Shimon. And you keep on trying to get to a Dover Bar. Freik Timara, so eventually you got to a Dover Bar. finally you got to person number 100. I was there at the chasana. I saw it. And I told it to Reuven, and Reuven had told it to Shmerel, and Shmerel told it to Beryl, and Beryl told it to Yankel. But once I know that I have a Dover Bar, assuming that we have two Edim, that's a good Edim. What are you talking about? Yotze Shmavir. This is solid testimony. Once I'm Mavar, if I get to the Dover Bar. We start again. And Pliny, who did you hear from? Me Pliny. And who's the ultimate Pliny? Reuven and Shimon. And now we can't be mavard anymore. So you have a raya from here that they didn't have telephones and emails and texts in those days. That's the call that we're talking about. That's when we're choishish. When you have Reuven that identified that Yankel says he heard it from Beryl. Beryl says heard Shmuel. Shmuel says we heard it from Reuven and Shimon. Yeah. Where Reuven and Shimon? They left last night to London. They're not going to be back for another year. They went to Medina Siyam. That's the type of call that we're talking about.
And mostly you can't be mavar all the way to Nant.
You cannot be mavar, but because it's not just a call. I heard in the Lifton. Who said it? I don't know. I heard people talking. The Mikvah talking about Mekudesh. So that's what the Mishnah says. That I have to assume that she's Mekudeshes to the extent. It's a chshash and a chumrah. If she wants to now marry somebody else, we'll tell her you cannot marry somebody else until we mavar about that first kiddushin, yor tanish. And if we came to mavari, she has to go and get a get from the first person to go and take away that rumor, yes, so she'd be able to remarry somebody else.
These people went to Medina and said, do you have to know that they were at the chasna? The rumor is that they were at the chasna? Or, I heard it from Reuven and Shimon, and it doesn't go right.
It appears that the last ploiny that's here said that I heard from Reuven and Shimon that were at the chasna. They were there, they came back, and they said the chasna was beautiful, and we saw the Masada Kedushin, and we heard the Hariat Mekudeshesli. We had the whole 9 yards. Now, where are Reuven and Shimon themselves? Sorry, they left the Medina Siyam. That's the type of call of our Mishnah says, then I have to be Noivis Harizum Mekudesh. Omalei Abayler of Yosef. Mivatlinan Kola Oiloi Mivatlinan. Is everything okay?
They would say, just I heard from Reuven and Shimon, stop, yeah. It's garnished.
Right. No, but Reuven and Shimon said, we actually saw it, but Reuven and Shimon are not here to go and ask them.
Now, it's just another person in the chain.
Exactly. Omri Abayler of Yosef, Mevatlin, and Kololoi Mevatlin. Rashi has two pshatim. The second pshat fits very nicely with the Gemara that we're talking about. What happens if Taka 6 months later, Reuven and Shimon come back from Medina Seyam? And we say, Reuven and Shimon, we heard that you told Shmerel that there was a chasana. Loi hoyu dvar me'olam. Tinish emes, we were not at the chasana, we were not invited. We learned already the Gemara Maseches is getting about Kamsa Bar Kamsa. If you're not invited, you don't go. And if you come and the Mechitin says leave, we leave. Mefrek Nishka Kashis, etc., etc. We were not at that Chasana. So now the question is, but there was a call originally. Should we now go and say that call is worthless? Or since that call somehow came up, maybe we should say, okay, these two Edom obviously are not Edom. The whole thing is baloney. However, maybe the call is still around. Should we go and try to suppress that call? Or should we say, ignore it? Or, a call is a call is a call. I still have to be noivis, because after all, Yankel said he heard it from Beryl, and Beryl, so, what do we do about that call? Do we just ignore it now?
You just said that the people said, Landam. I was never invited to the wedding. So there's no call anymore. Finished. It's over. It's all baloney. No flayisot, no flabayis.
What you're saying is absolutely true. What the Gemara is saying is, if this would be taken from Miyad, you're right. But since for the last 6 months, until Reuven and Shimon returned from Dinas Yom, everybody's been saying that she is Mekudeshes. Ishan Tua Pleshtikal Chazuka that she's Mekudeshes. Maybe at that point, it's already too late, and now we have
maybe
to go.
Someone else.
Right, maybe it was Reuven Shimon. Maybe it was someone else.
Exactly, but somebody else. Exactly. Yeah. So the question is, are we going to say Gunisht, or we still have to be noivis? Amalei, mid Omer of Chizda, Achi Ishmu Pi Haksherim, Shma Mina Mevatlinan Kola. Since Rav Chizda said that you have to hear him in Piyak Sheim. What means Piyak Sheim? That the last person that was here before Reuven and Shimon, the ones that went to Medina Siyam, the person that told us over here that Shmerel, who said, I heard it from Reuven and Shimon, he had to be a kosher, meaning a real, qualified, dignified type of eight. If, however, he was Stama, a person, as we'll see in a moment, a person that was disqualified like Noshim, so he says, that's Kunisht. What do we see from this? Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda is a tremendous mekel. He's saying that even a kol, there has to be some credibility that the people that were here, not the people who went to Medina Siyam, the people who were here were ksheirim, and therefore under normal circumstances we would believe them if they would be personal edim that saw the actual chasana. Then I have a kol. But samaz I nishtuk a kol. So Shmami, no, what I see from this in Matlin and Kola, that I'm being mekel, and so when it comes to this kol, I would say, Rabbeisa, forget about the kol. Sishtisim, we got to the source of the call, Reuven and Shimon. They came back with Dina Siyam. They said, Layadvar me Ailam, son. Forget about it. On Malay, he said, no, other Rabbah. Midam Rav Sheshet. Rav Sheshet disagrees with Rav Chisda. He says, Afilu mi Pinoshim have a call. Even if the entire call was Pinoshim. In other words, it wasn't Yankel, Shmerel, and Beryl. It was Ruchel, Laya, and Rivka. And we heard Rivka said that she heard from the two people that went to Dina Siyam. Ooh. And Chantar Hakol. So if I'm being machmir, even people that normally are not qualified witnesses, since I'm being machmir, Shema Mina, Loi Mevatlin and Kala. If and when the two Adam come back, even though they say, Lehar Dvor Me'olam, as a Dua Kol out there in the market, then I have to go and deal with it. I can't just dismiss it and say, ah, this is Gunish Mitkunish. Because I see that he is a machmir, even Nush. Is the Chayra, why?
There you have someone that saw it, even though they're not kosher, you have someone that saw it.
In which case, here, then Pinoshim?
Pinoshim
is talking again that they heard from two people. We're all talking about the last person that's here before the two Adam went to Medina Siyam. According to Rav Chisda, the last person that has to hear it has to be Ksheirim. Then, since he said it has to be Dafka Ksheirim, he's being Mekel, because he's saying if Nushim heard from Reuven and Shimon going to Medina Siyam, you wouldn't even think about it, you wouldn't even talk about it. But if you're talking about that it was Ksheirim that heard Medina Siyam, then it's Sakol. So Ibazoi, since he's such a Mekel, now when the original two Adam come back and say, forget about the call, the whole call is gunished. Rav Sheshet said, no. The original call, which was started by Rivka that heard
two
from...
people.
Sorry?
It makes no difference. It's all based on the two people that are Medina Siyam.
You know, 100%, but we see at least the approach and the attitude of Rav Sheshet is that we're Machmer. That even though we didn't hear it from Ksheirim, we heard it from Sulam, we give credence to the call. Shema Minol Vin Kol Etzenem, we still have to be worried about this call, even if they came back and they said it's not true. So, is Chadrastira, why did you say, Midam Rav Chisda, Vatlin and Kola, Adra Midam Rav Sheshet, Loim Vatkin and Kola, Amalei Asravasaninu. Asravas is like the plural of the word Asar v'Asar. Different places. Besurim of Ali Kolam and Adolim of Ali Kolam. It really depends on the Minigamukam. In certain places like Surah where Rav was, when there was no real credibility to the Kol, the Bezer would put an end to it and say, Rabbi Isai, this Kol is Vorim B'Telem, forget about it. She's a Penuya, she can get married. We don't want to hear about this anymore. When there was a call, the Bezin said, is a call, we don't want to be Mavatl. The reason why they didn't want to be Mavatl is because they didn't want that people should say that the Bezin is in Messiah Oivri Avera, that maybe the father of the Psula went to the Bezin and gave them a few dollars and said, please, be Mavatl the call because it's not true. Now, if you bring Adam, it's fine. But if no Adam, we're not going to suppress the call. We're going to leave it in place. You deal with it. Shadchanim will deal with it. But we're not going to invoke it. So now the Gemara is going to tell us a couple of cases which are similar to our Mishnah with that tonight. There was a call about this particular lady that she was Niskatish. To whom? Lebar Beirav. To a Choshev and Mentor. Asya Rav. Do you have on the side? Pirish le'echan mebnei ha'yeshiva. Asil Rav Choma le'avua. Rav Choma came to her father. Amalei emeli heichi hava uvda. Can you tell me what the story was all about? This kol that she mekudeshes to this ben yeshiva. What was the story? Amalei, he said, I'll tell you the truth. She was taka mekudesha, but it was al tanai kiddush. What was it tonight? That he's not going to travel away to Bechazui. Bechazui was very, very far away. I'm not going to travel there. I'm going to stay with you. Okay, you're going to stay with me. You're not going to travel. We're getting married. The Ozel, and he did go to Bechazui. So therefore, he breached his tonight. And so therefore, the whole Kiddushin is Kiddushin. And therefore, the father says, this whole thing is not true. They were never married. Since at the time of the original call, when people said that she was married to Yankel Beryl, Lo Yavi Amasla, at that time, people didn't say anything about it tonight. I only hear about it tonight now. Later, Lav Kol Kaminach, the Machzek is Amasla. You cannot go and bring up an Amasla later on. And Toisis points out, this is like Rabbi Yochanan. The Rabbi Yochanan said you have to do it off an art, exactly at the time. And Deloy Kirabu Abravuna, that it said you have up to 10 days later. See the last Toisis? Kibdirna lishna mashma for lishna the Gemara is mashma. The subject could be Yochanan. Upaligad Rabbi Rav Huna the Amra Masish Amra from Mikan Vadasari Yamim. Here, it's off and on. As soon as you come out of the wedding hall, if he says, I heard there was a chasana takiya and I was there dancing, but I heard there was something fishy about the ring falling down. It's about Tanai. I don't have any clarity. Oh, so that's a masla of an art. Here, however, in a masla of a few days later, he said, it's already too late. Could Rabbi Yochanan, the masla has to be at the same time as the original kiddushin. And we have another similar story, but this is a very difficult story. Rashi says, atzipa d'tochla is the residue of a date that sticks to the pit after a person eats most of the date. If it wasn't fully ripened, as you know, some of the flesh of the fruit stays on the pit. This chusin had 100 such pits. He put them together, and he says, Kala, I'm here, hariat mekudeshesli, with all of these. And of course, people said, oh, this chasin is for the pits. But Lamasa, that's how he's mekadesh. Rashi says, what do you do normally with that residue that stays on the pits? You normally give it as cattle fodder, you give it to animals to go and eat. Rui lamachal b'hayim. Okay, anyway, that's how he was Makash.
That's the beginning of the
Haid Nafik Alokolo means that a person, a kol, went out about her, the kacha that she got married, and instead of getting a nice ring, she got atzipa d'tochla. The residue stuck to the pits. Where did this take place? Be'ena de Be'ishipi. Be'ishipi is the name of a place. Eina means next to the water hole, or next to the mayon, whatever, next to Be'ishipi. Sholchor of Idi Baravim Mekame Dabai. I gave the mic. What's the din now? Should we suppress the call? Should we be nervous about the call? Even according to the that says normally a call is a call until you can disprove it, then you're not going to be mevatel it. It's a call. Everybody would agree that this call is shmatis, is gunish. Meim Amri, you know why the Chacham are allowing her to marry anybody else and not saying she's a married lady. Must be Aynu Bura Abana B'Kiddusha, for they have Busha B'Pruta. They added up all of the residue from the Aladid, from the Aladates, from the Alapits, and Yazuf, Sinishveet Kashim B'Pruta. In Yiddish, they would say Sinishveet Kashmek Tabik. It was worth even a Shuva Prita. So that's a really, it's even more than a masla. They're undermining the whole Kiddush. It wasn't even a Kiddush. Come on, don't tell me about date bits or residue. Come on, it's just a mabul. So even everybody would agree, mevatlin and kola, that it's worth it. Next case. There was a ploini in Shtut that had 10 sons. And people said about her, she's mekudesh to one of the 10 sons, without identifying which son. In this case, we would say it's gunish. Who did she get married to? Taka, one of the 10 sons. It was one of the younger sons that wasn't even a bar mitzvah. Yeah, he gave her a ring, Hariat Mekudeshes, but a Kedushah's cotton is gunish ved, and so therefore, in such a case, mevatlin kala. And this is similar to what Reb Shloime said a long time ago, like we had in the Mishnah, that Rashi said it's got to be. She got married to the ploini, and the Gemara also said if you can't identify the ploini, she's gunish. I'm telling you, it's one of the 10 Smith sons. Yeah, but 8 of those sons happen to be still in diapers. They're not bar mitzvah yet. That's the next Gemara. So gunish kishet. Next Gemara. Ahi dinafik alo kala. 4 lines from the top. The kadsha, she got married to the cotton, hanira kagadol. Although he was a cotton, however, he looked like a god. Why? Because sometimes you go to bar mitzvah and you go and see a boy that's 6 feet tall, a hoicha, and you think that he's a chusin. Sometimes you go to a chasin and you say, to a chusin? He doesn't look, he looks like he's a bar mitzvah boy. Anyway, this is a kudan near a kagudl.
Because
he was kind of. Shlomo was already a gudu when he was a kud. That's a discussion for later on. Anyway, so what do you do with a kud nanirik a gudu? Do you have to be worried about it? Omri Rav Mordechai Rav Ashi, have the ifda, who was talking such a case as kut nanirik a gudu, for Omri, and then afterwards we said, adayim lehigir leflagas or even. What does that mean? Shemeshed nepusik leflagas or even gedoy lemchikre leif. The Gemara means is just an expression. What the Gemara means to say is, after that we started talking to him, we quickly realize that although physically he happens to be a gudel, but mentally and emotionally he's as immature as any kutin that we've ever met.
The
flagus riven. That pusik is a pusik in Shiras Devoira, and Devoira was exactly. Devoira was lamenting the fact that in Reuven none of the Shevet Reuven came to join the Machama against Sisera, and she was very, very upset. And she said, "The flavlik Reuven in the place of Reuven, Gedolim Chikalev, they're still being choike yod sinish. Maybe we should go to Chazon Ish. It's Machamis Mitzvahs, Machamis Rishus. Do we have to? It's Bivul Teira, whatever. Gedolim Chikalev." So they're using that as an expression that we started asking this Kudn Hanirik Gudel, and we found also we were choike leiv, and we quickly found that Hanishka Grace cycle. Okay, Ulvad Shalaytei Shema Masla. That's what we learned in the Mishnah. Now we're going to repeat from the Gemara Marvavun Huna. A master shema fil mekana asriyam doesn't have to be of an art, even 10 days later. Not like Rabbi Yochanan said on the Yomer Aleph. Rav Zvi Noma b'mokem amasla choshin la'masla. Now, what means b'mokem amasla? This word bimkoin, Rashi says. Let's take a quick look at the Rashi. About 7 lines at the top. Bimkoin amasla. Afel ein amasla. You don't have a full fledged amasla. El mokem upesach yesh ledavar. This is a pesach amasla. Shenucha lilmoid sham amasla. We didn't hear a real firm amasla, but maybe based on this, konzain is an amasla. Choshin shem amasla, plain is yesh ledavar, va'koil bottle. So, what would be the case, Lamusha? We had in the Mishnah that said, Savikarav Lah, that he threw the Kedushin. What was Taka Amasa that the Chusin gave the ring to the Kala and it fell down? It didn't go into her hand, it fell on the ground. Okay, it was right near them, you know, after she picked it up, and then afterwards, and they had the person reading out the Ksuba. So really, there's no real chashash over here. And maybe, who knows, maybe it rolled away for Amis and it went into his and it never came to her. Yes. No, nobody said anything about that at the Chasna. But it's a possibility. So Gemara, a bimkoim amasla, choshin lamasla, to undermine a kol that she was mikudeshes. So this is like a bimkom koim. And nishka koim. It's a bimkom koim. So this is nishka, full-fledged amasla. It's a bimkoim amasla. Rashi said, a pesach to an amasla. I didn't really hear anything solid of an amasla, but I heard, it's konzain amasla. That's already enough to undermine the kol that she was mikudeshes.
Every time there could be a mimkom amasla.
If people saw they put the finger, the ring on her finger, and everything went well, then they wouldn't even have bimkom. Bimkom, maybe we saw it, something fell down.
It's
not normal, exactly. The Mishnah said there shouldn't be an amasla. It didn't say a pesach amasla. It sounds like it's got to be a solid amasla. You have to add a word. Even if you didn't have a masla, you, Rapapa, that asked the kasha to Razvid, it doesn't say in the Mishnah bimkoim, it says amasla. Don't you also hold that there's an inyan of bimkoim amasla? But Tanan, we learn back in Masechet Yevamos, Niskan Cheviyachka Babala, Muteris Lachser. Talking about a situation where you had a young lady that was married. What happened? What happened, Brother Shai?
Shai.
You got disconnected?
Brother Shai, we need CPR.
Brother Shai, you hear me? We'll continue. It's like we're disconnected from the original call. 1 second, boys, we're going to go back to the original call. Looks like they got disconnected because he was calling Mason.
You'll fill us in, all right? We'll come later, Sika. You'll fill us in the first Heilig.
It's up to you. You do. You want to go? You want
no,
to go?
I don't want to see the first
I already had 20 CPR courses.
So. I'll freeze anyways.
You freeze? Okay, then you freeze. Especially if the water's cold, then you would certainly freeze.
Yeah, no,
okay. Anyway.
My daughter's book, Hashem didn't know what to do. Okay.
Anybody have a phone for a few minutes? Because it's calling, but it doesn't seem to have gone through. Anybody there? No. If you don't mind, 917-905-0054. Anybody there? Yes, Brother Shah, you there? This is David Redder. Okay, what happened?
We lost you about 5 minutes ago.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, so if you don't mind, we'll continue from there. I don't know what happened to Brother Barry, but we'll continue from where we are.
I'm here.
Oh, you're here. Wonderful.
I'm here.
The two dots? Okay, we'll quickly go back on the two dots. Okay?
Holy brother.
We'll go quickly back to the two dots. The boy say about 10 lines on the top. This is just a repetition from the Umar Aleph. It doesn't have to be an Amasla on the spot, even 10 days later. You remember, Rabbi Yochanan and the Umar Aleph disagreed, and he said, no, it has to be an Amasla on the spot. Even if you don't have a full-fledged Amasla, you have a bimkoim, like a bimkoim koyin, that you don't have a full-fledged Amasla, but Rashi said, a mokum upesach yesh ledover, shenucha lilmoitshom Amasla. It wasn't a full-fledged Amasla. We gave an example during your absence. Our Mishnah said Amasla would be that he threw her the ring and it fell karavloi, karavla. We're talking about it was a chasana that the ring fell down and I'm talking not sure karavla. They picked it up afterwards. It looked like everything was normal. Then they called up the person that read the ksuba and then they had the sheva bruchas and they broke the glass. So apparently everything was fine. But it's a bimkoim. Yeah, so there's some sort of at least flimsy chash. Says Razvin, that's already enough. Choshen l'masla, that's enough to undermine any type of kol that she was mikudesh. Even if you don't have a full-fledged masla, even as a halba masla is also good.
Lekula,
exactly. Lekula is that if she wants to marry somebody else, yeah, she does not need a get from the first one. So he's a popular of Zvid, who bavachle teish shama masla. The Mishnah says a masla, doesn't say bimkoim a masla. Amalei bimkoim a masla koma. That's what the Mishnah taka means. Either throw in the word bimkoim, and that's what it means. Amalei rafkana l'rapop of yatle tizbra. Don't you hold of an aspa masla? But then we learned in the Mishnah. But is this on speaker? No, please take it off speaker. Well, take it off speaker. Okay, it's off speaker now. You should be able to hear us. So the Gemara said, "Vatanam." We learned in the Mishnah Maseches Yevumos, "Niskadcha v'yakach babala." Just talking about a situation where a wife, her husband went to Medina Siyam. He didn't come back 6 months later, and instead, an aide comes back and says, "Oh, you didn't hear. Your husband never passed away. It was very tragic. He was in a submersible. He didn't come back up again. It was a plane crash. Whatever it is, as nishdu, as nebuch kishtar." Based on that, niskacha, she remarried. After all, somebody told her. And then what happens? Biaka bobala. Bobala, horig baraglav, the Gemara uses the expression. The original husband comes back. Unless, yeah, I was talking to somebody, I was scheduled to go to the submersible, but at the last moment they had to go to the bathroom, and they left without me. And I was so brokenhearted, but when I heard that submersible, or there was a plane crash, but they didn't let me on the plane, because there were a bunch of anti-Semitic, they saw I have a shtramel, they didn't let me on the plane, and then I was so devastated. Exactly. And as a result, Nebuchadnezzar plane crash, and Baruch Hashem, I'm alive and kicking. So what happens now? This Niskacha v'yachar bobala muteris lachzor. She's allowed to go back to the original husband. Allowed to go back to the original. And I know all you're thinking. I heard that if she got married in between, teitz mizel mizen, and I'm sorry? That's all in the case of nisuin. He was just what niskacha. She only got the eris, and she got a ringle, she got a star. There was no bia, no consummation yet. The Aka Bobal, and the original Baal comes up. But Teslach, she can go back to the original husband, and she doesn't even need. Looks like it got disconnected, just forget about it.
What's the finish in him? There was no Nisun. What's the problem?
Tzadik, let's look it up. The Aka Bobal, and then her Baal comes home. But Teslach, she's allowed to go back to the first husband. Why? La Mishum Diomrinan, Altanai Kodish. Now, what would be this shal over here? Rashi says that the shal would be that people would say that you have a case here of Machsir. How did she get married to the second husband? It must be that the first husband, before he left the Medina Siyam, gave her a get. And therefore she was able to go and remarry. And now the husband comes back, and you're saying, oh, she wants to go back to the first husband. Even with a get from the second husband, she's not allowed to go and get married. Because if she was a grusha from the first husband, and she married the second one, it's a chamash machsi grusha asoy. Exactly. And Mishnissas, lavdavkinissas, afil mishnissgacha. So Ibazoi, freak to the Yimura yet, so how do we let her go back to the original husband? La mishim yamrinal tanai kodesh. It must be that the second husband that got married, he married her on tonight. Or perhaps even the first husband got married at tonight. So therefore, there was never a full-fledged kiddushin, and that's the reason why we're allowing her to go back to the first husband. Oh, so you see that even though you don't have a firm amasla, you can dream up a case where there was a tanai, and you let her go back. So Timara, no, it's not because there was a bimkoim amasla. Shani hosim diasi baal v'komar. The Baal himself comes back and says, Rabbi Yisai, this second marriage is worthless because we were married, I never gave a get, and the tell me nishkamas, and a get, and blah, 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 blah. This is nishkamas, grushasa, you never gave a get in the first place. So there it's not just a Pesach Hamasla, it's that the Baal is saying concretely, I never gave a get, and therefore there's nothing to talk about. So frankly, what if that's the case, Yehachin, this is Nami? Why don't you say the same thing? Going back to the beginning of this Mishnah 4 lines ago, it's in the Skaj, but if it was Nisua to somebody else, she's not allowed to go back. And not only that, the Gemara, the Mishnah there says, the whole 9 yards. So why don't you say the same thing? The Horeb comes back to Raglam and he says, Rabbi Yisai never gave her a get, and therefore this second marriage is Gunish. Let her come back to me. Ihachin, this is Nami. Everything more, mitzvah ikra din, you're right. But this is the of the Isura. That she lived with somebody else, is the Chanayish's ish. She lived with another person. It was Taka Ba'oinis. She listened to the A. What is the problem? Why couldn't Sua? Because back in the Sechs of Yavama says, it she should have been made the guy. She should have called up the CIA, met the FBI, met the Interpol, met the Mossad to find out. Exactly. Exactly. Okay. Because of the Isura, Kansurabad. Of Niskachali of the Isura. She took a ring, she took the money, she took the shtar, but she didn't do an Isur, they didn't live together. Like Kansurabad, and that's why they didn't do. Good. Next, Omravashi. Any kol that has not been nischazik b'dina. What means it wasn't nischazik b'dina? That a bezdin didn't have a chance to review it and say, it smelled, then lav kolahu. In other words, that, that people are talking b'smedish, this is gonish. Even if it happens on page 6 of some schmutzige newspaper, this is gonish. It's got to be that a bezdin heard about it, and they were boiting and they said, it sounds like there may be tam begat. They didn't have eidim. But it sounds like this call may have some credibility to it. The Omer of Ash, call it the Busa Nisin Le Chashin Le, that's what we had already at the beginning of the Daf, okay. We had that a few days ago. But we see from Omer of Ash, it's Daf Gabasa Nisuin. Had the Basa Erisin Chashin Le. So if you have a young lady that just had an Erisin, today would be engagement party, but in the good old days, Erisin meant that he gave her the ring or the shtar. And they said, in a year from now, we're going to do Nisuin. And then a week later, somebody comes back and says, are you a Kohen? Yes. Did you know that she was a chalala or a zayna? I didn't hear anything about it. According to Ravashi, it's only basa nisun lechashinale. But basa erisin chashinale, and we were not going to allow her to continue on the next step to nisun until mamavar, is it emes, is it nish? Is she a zayna, is she a chalala? As though he's mashma from Ravashi. It's not that it's a kasha. We're just being medayik from Ravashi, just basa nisun lechashinale. But basa erisin chashinale. But Rav Chavim Omar, after basa erisin amin lechashinale. Once she's already married, even though it's not marriage with a capital M, it's not nisun. Oh, it's also married. Also lechashinale. The hilchasa lechashinale. Any chshash before they get married, we got to look into it. Chshash, a call after they're married, forget about it, Rabbi Yisai. It's too late. Omer of Yirmi Barab, Sholcholim Yibay Rav Lishmuel. They sent the following shalif in the Besmedish of Rav Tishmuel. Yomdeinu Rabbeinu, what's Hal Tishmuel? Yotzeleh Koil Mi Rishoin, Ubo Acher Vikidsha Kidushay Toira. There was Taka Kol from the Rishon, from Yankel, that she got married to him. There was Mitois Mutzois, Neres Dolkois, there was Taka Gansa Kol. And this fellow, somebody else, ignored the whole thing and married a Kiddushi Torah. Righteous Kiddushi Torah means in front of two Edom. Mao, what do you think about this situation? Sholach Lehu Teitzei, in the interim, she should leave the second husband. V'hamidu hadavar al-buri avayduni. But I want you to go and be mavar clearly what happened, and then let me know. Because we want to know, bottom line, permanent, what's the story over here? Because there's only a kol Yotzei Merishai. And he's already Mikudesh and Mikiddushi Torah. What do we do? Zukti Mora Mai. So we do any mai. Tell me what happened. So Zukti Mar. Oh, so in the side it says mahi. What were the facts? What's the shaila that Shmuel is saying that Hamida Dabra Buya? Ilema di imagalia milza di kedusha de kama lav kedusha ma'alia ninu. Is it that I'm hoping that we're going to hear that megalia milza that the original kedusha of the first person was gunished? I'm sorry? Yeah, then mevatlin and kolah. Then we mevatel the whole kol. That's what it sounds like from Shmuel. I want you to go mimama devar al buriyai, and if you find out that that first kedushin was nothing, then we're going to mivatal the kol, and we're going to go and say you can stay married to the second one, no problem. Freit morva nedur asu de shmulhu. This took place in nedur, and that's where Shmuel was. Vele mivatli kolah. Didn't we say before about Nedoi in Surah Mavali Kala, but in Nedoi Loi Mavali Kala? So even if we find out that the first Kedusha wasn't the Kedusha, but if there's a Kol out there that's been around, we're not going to go and suppress the Kol. The Kol is a Kol is a Kol. And then Viter, we're going to have clear Edus one way or the other about what that Kol was about. So Ibazoi, even if we find out the Kedusha Kamala Kedusha Ma'alyanero, that it wasn't a proper Kedusha, it wasn't a fine Kedusha. Nevertheless, by uns in their dolem of Atli Kala. And Ibazoi, so what was Shmuel asking? Hamida Dabal Buya. Ela Fakert. If we find out that the first Kedushin was Takanata Kol, was our real Kedushin, then we'll tell the second one, you don't even have to bother giving a get, because you obviously made a mistake, because she was already married to the first guy, and a married woman can't get married to a second person. Not what the Shmuel wanted to know, what the story was. But Zaytzechos from this story, that if in fact we found out Kedusha Kamba, Kedusha Me'aliyah, we would not require a get Mishaini, or plead Rav Huna, Tiyam Rav Huna, Eishes Ish. Now we're talking about a real Eishes Ish, we know for sure, Eishes Ish. She poshti yad v'kim l'kedusha me'achan, she went and accepted Kedusha from a second person, Mikudeshes, I have to be choshes Mishkudeshes, that she needs a get from the second husband. Why? V'drav Amnuna, Tiyam Rav Amnuna, Eishes Sh'omu l'balim. If a wife says in front of the husband, Kirishtani, don't tell me any baloney. You know you gave me a get and I had the get. I can't find it. You know I get a get. Nemenes. She is believed. Chazoka ein isha me'iza panem b'fnei bala. So over here, when you have an Eishes Ish taking Kesef Kedushin from a second person, that's effectively she's saying, I got a get from my husband and that's why I'm allowed to go and remarry.
Ki'ilu she said Kirashtani.
It's Ki'ilu, right. So Abim Koyim, like Gemara said before. As if she said Kirashtani. And therefore, says our Gemara, Zeitz Chos the Masa mit Shmuel, where Shmuel said that Imagalia Milta, the Kedusha Kam, Kedusha Ma'alyaninu, we're not going to require a get Mishaini, that argues the Rav Huna. Because Rav Huna says, we will require a get Mishaini in a case of an Eishes Ish Pashti Yoda, which is the same case as over there, right? Megalia Milta, the Kedusha Kam, Kedusha Ma'alyaninu, we're going to find out that her chasana with Yankel was a proper chasana, and now she had a chasana a second time in front of two Edom, Kedusha Toira, says Rav Huna, not Rav Huna, said Shmuel, if we find out that the first Kedushin was a good Kedushin, we'll tell the second one, Geitzahayim, we don't need a get from you, because we know that she was Mekudish to the first one. Rav Huna said, no, an Eishes Ish, that we know for sure she was an Eishes Ish, Pashti Yar V'Kibbe Kedushin Miacher, like our case, she's Mekudashis, and you will require a new get. So therefore, L'Chayr Shmuel is arguing on Rav Huna. The problem is Rav Huna bases his halacha on Rav Hamnuna, and Rav Hamnuna said, "Then ain isha me'iza panem b'fnei bala." So he has a point. What does Shmuel do with that? The idach kiim and Rav Hamnuna b'fanav shloim b'fanav me'iza u'me'iza. When do you say that she's not meiz b'fnei bala? Takin b'fnei bala. The husband's standing there, and she says to him, "You gave me a get. Don't tell me any baloney." How would she have the oz to say that if it's not true? However, here we're talking about an Eishes Ish that took money from a second individual. There's no husband over there. If there's no husband, then she's me'iza to say, yo, ich bin mekudeshes. When the husband comes to the scene, oh, that was my worst nightmare, that he's going to come and look. No, as long as he's not there, me'iza. So therefore, Shmuel is not bothered with this Rav Nuna's halacha. Nothing to do with my case. Right, loy matzu dover al buryei ma'u. We're up to the first wide line. After all, remember, Shmuel said, Hamidat Hadav al Buryai. Unfortunately, guess what happened? Mit Gesicht und mit gegangen Gesicht, but they weren't able to come out with a fester raya, lekan u lekan. So what are we to do? Is she married to the first guy, or is she married to the second guy? Mau amar Rav Huna, migarish rishon v'noisi sheni. The first person that they heard this coil about him, that he was Makadisher, since they would not be able to mama dover al buriya, clearly was he not, let him give a get, and she can go and stay with the second husband. To go and have the second give a get and go back to the first one, loy, why not? My time, we have now a situation where she's gone back to the original husband. In other words, she was married to Yankel, the first husband. Now, a kol, we don't know for sure. Now she took kedushin from a second husband. Now we're wondering, was the kedushin, the first kedushin, still chal? Was there a get? Chveisnish. Was the second one chal? Maybe the first one is already a get. Chveisnish. So the best thing is, says Rav Huna, let the first one give a get, then we know for sure that they're no longer married, and she can stay with the second one. However, don't do the other way around. Don't have the second one give her a get, and then she can for sure go back to the first one, because if she was talking married legitimately to the first one, and then she was married to the second one, how could you get married to the second one? She must have gotten a get from the first one. Oh, then how could the first one take her back? That's machzer grushosa in mishnis aris or mishnis. There's a Gemara, that's no good. So therefore, megar shish v'nois sheni, but don't say megar sheni even though you say rish. My time was lemei machzer grushosa
in the In the beginning, it doesn't sound like that, but okay. Yeah. It sounds like shish v'get mishani. In the beginning, when we ended off.
That was a case that we knew for sure. He was talking like matzah dabar buriyah. Remember that case was imagali mitzvah
find out, but it seems like you're staying with the first one all the time.
When I finish it, zoki mori etzvayte Rav Shinna Bere Davidi on the side it says Rav Shisha Bere Davidi. You normally only find Shinna that Shmuel said to Rav Yehuda Shinna di Sharfa, or he had Langatzein or a Sharfa. You don't normally find Rav Shinna. So on the side taka says Rav Shisha, Rav Shisha Bere Davidi Omar Af Megarishen Benoisa Rishain. No. You can even have that the second one gives her a get, and the first one can take her back. The Chachamim ultimately were talking I infest in the original Kedushin. The Kedushin Toyasava, and they figured out that there was not a legitimate Kedushin, and then there was a get, and then they took her back. No, that the whole thing was a mistake from the very beginning, and therefore it was a Kedushin Toys, and therefore she can go back to the first one, and you don't have to worry that people are going to go and say, is permitted. The reason why she's able to go back to the first one is because the whole second marriage was a kedusha to'uz, because she didn't realize she was married to the first one, and therefore if the kedusha to'uz, she wasn't or mishenisaris, she wasn't married, so she goes back to the original husband. Zokti Marvait, another two lines and we're done. Rabbi Yisai, what happens is what means mizeh umizeh? So Rashi says the original case that we had before Shmuel was that there was a kol that she was married, and now an odom acher came and gave a case of kedushin kinsha kedusha toira in front of two eder. Well, now we know for sure that that second kedushin was a good kedushin. I don't know if it was valid because maybe she was married to the first guy, but it's certainly all of the procedures of the second kedushin were perfect kedusha toira. Now we have a new case mizeh umizeh mahu a kol. Last Rashi says on the bottom. Yotzeleh kol mizeh. See, two lines, three lines. V'yachkach mizeh. Shloi kidsh sheni b'fanei kidsh yotayra. Ele kol yotzeh shikidish achar rishon. In other words, you have two kolas. Kol rishon where she was married to Yanko. And then a month later, we have a kol that she's married to Beryl. Not this Beryl. So now the question is, in both cases, we have kolas. Mizeh, mizeh, mao. Omer papa, avzu. In this case too, Megadish Rishon, Benoitze Shaini. The first one should give the get, and the second one should stay. Don't allow the second one to give a get and go back to the Rishon, because we're worried about the Machz Rishosi Mishinissis or Mishinis Arsa. Amei Mo'amenu Uteres Lishneyam, meaning Tap Rashi on the Omer Aleph, Uteres Lishneyam. Kaloimer Af Megadish, doesn't mean Megadish, she can't live with two husbands, Chulir. He just means the other way around. It doesn't have to be Davka Megarashish Venoisa Shani. It could also be Megarashish Venoisa Rishai.
But didn't we say before that Megarish Rishon Venoisa Shani?
Oh, you know who said that? That was Rav Papa. Amei Mo'amen, no, I respectfully disagree with my esteemed colleague Rav Papa, even though he said Megarashish Venoisa Shani, because he's worried about Master Rishas Mishnissus. I'm not worried in this case, because in this case, even the second one was only a call. Kol Yankiv. No, Kolis, that's all. We didn't have any firm evidence for them. So therefore,
either way,
and therefore, even Rav Huna would agree in this case, not only Megarish Rishai, but even Megarish Shaini, even though you say Rishai.